Hi, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer, and this is episode 88 of the 5-Minute Geek Show, a weekly show about development and everything around it. It's one topic per episode about front-end, back-end, mobile, project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. Today, we're going to be talking about diversity in hiring. So what I mean by that is I own a business. I co-own a web development business, and I also care deeply about equality, equity, diversity, and opportunities and just opportunities being given to people who don't have so many opportunities. I'm highly aware of the fact that as a white American male Christian straight, I have basically like the best gig there is. It's very difficult for someone to have it better than me. And I don't mean like my life is great and your life is bad. I mean, I have privilege and I have power and I have all sorts of things going for me. And so, I've talked a lot about this, a lot about this, but I think that I was on a call with somebody else, some friends the other day who own businesses talking about this. And I wanted to share something I said there because I feel like I've never put this in words before. And so it's really helpful for me to think it through. So we were talking about diversity in hiring and talking about how do you hire, either employees or contractors in a way that works towards, bringing about a more equitable world. And I think that the first step we tend to take is saying, how do we do more diverse hiring, right? How do I make my company not just a whole bunch of white dudes? Which is okay, you know, diversity for the sake of diversity is a good thing. But I think it's a basic understanding of it, right? Like I have all white dudes. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Therefore, I will change it. I think the one of the more important things to do though is to ask yourselves questions along the lines of, what is the reason that I want diversity? And what is the reason I don't have diversity right now in my hiring practices? And then you start, not hiring practices, but in the people I work with, and you start getting into interesting questions along the lines of hiring people who we already know and what people's pre-existing friend networks do for them. And one thing you'll often notice is that people who have a lot of power and privilege in networks get internships or first jobs based on relationships with friends, or your dad's college buddy has an agency, and so you intern with him, and then and that's an opportunity other people don't have. Or you get to go to college, and your parents pay for your college, and so you can go to college for 4 years without having to work, and so you get opportunities while you're there. Whatever it ends up being, or just the entire concept of the unpaid internship is very limited to people with a lot of money or ability in the first place. There's all these things that come into that kind of conversation. And then, of course, also if you've got primarily white male business owners, then they people in general, not just white people in general, have networks that generally reflect their ethnicity. And white people in the U.S. Are more guilty of having networks that only reflect their type than anybody else, but everybody's guilty of it. Not guilty. It's just life. So if you're hiring the people you know, or you're hiring the people you run into more often, or more a little more, subconsciously, nefariously, if you're hiring the people who are more like you and make you more comfortable, then it's going to tend to be in this particular space. So we got to have the conversation of the fact that you got to do. If you choose to change that, if you choose to say, I want my company to be more diverse, and hopefully B, that is the case not just because I feel some external pressure, but because I recognize that having people that are different than me on my company is good for my company. And I recognize that there's people in my country who have less opportunities, and I want to be a part of bringing about equity. I want to bring about justice. And if you've never heard of the term equity and you wonder why I'm using it instead of equality, I'll try and link a graphic in the show notes that explains it really well. But basically, the difference between equity and equality is equality means treating everybody the same. And so a lot of people come out of, let's say, 500 years of racist United States history and say, okay, that was bad. Now everybody should be treated the same. And that's equality. But the problem with equality is it's assuming that everybody has an equal playing field. So if all you have to do to be equal, to treat people well, is to give everybody the same thing. Equity says, whoa, 500 years of difference makes 500 years of difference. And we don't just get to now all of a sudden make everything exactly the same. So equity means, for example, recognizing that white families have had that many years to build up wealth. And we keep wealth in a lot of different ways. We keep wealth in in houses that we own, or in savings, or in tables that get passed down when you get married or whatever. There's so many things that we keep wealth in. And the wealth that we have gathered, we have had the ability to gather in a way that other people have not had the ability to gather. So if everybody has a quote-unquote equal, you know, starting point, just wealth alone, you know, would put us in this much different place, and not even talking about all the differences that have to do with education and opportunity and jail rates. You know, if you want to think about that, go read the book, The New Jim Crow. All those things are striated along racial lines in the U.S. So there's just so many pieces where things are different and have been different for so long that you can't just come today and just say, okay, treat everybody the same, now you're done. It doesn't work. So equity says you treat each person uniquely based on who they are and the experiences they have and the opportunities they have, such that the goal is for everyone to be able to end up in the same place. And I'm not talking about socialism, you know, craziness, you know, I'm socialist-ish, but I'm not talking about socialism craziness in terms of like, well, you know, nobody should be able to work harder or work less, or lazy people shouldn't get it. No. But you should put extra work in to give people the opportunity to have the same chance for their hard work to get them a good thing. You know what I mean? Like, so it's going to take more work to help someone who has just historic, just lack of opportunities and lack of wealth and lack of education and lack of whatever else. It's going to take more work to help that person have an equal amount of opportunity than it is to give someone who has privilege and power and all that kind of stuff historically to get the same amount of opportunity. In the end, they should have to do the work or not do the work. It's not about giving something a freebie, but it's about recognizing that like someone has to do the work to overcome those disparities so that everyone has an equal opportunity. And there's, you know, you could say, oh, well, put yourself up by your bootstraps, you know, take a look at, you know, this one guy who escaped. So why aren't you all like him? So if you want to think about that, Malcolm Gladwell has a podcast, and he has a couple episodes recently that I'll link to talking about this exact same thing, talking about what happens when big schools like Stanford and Yale have programs to basically give free rides to really bright students from really difficult neighborhoods, and talks about that. So I'll link that in the show notes. But in general, it's just not that easy. You know, like, yes, a few exceptional people escape, but the difference is with white folks, white males especially, we don't have to be exceptional to graduate college. We don't have to be exceptional to get a good job. We just have to like do okay. You know, have to be in the top 50% of our class or something like that. With people of color, with women, with people of historically oppressed groups, they have to be in the top like 1% and overcome like 10 million other things. So it's just, we want the final amount of opportunity and freedom to be equal, and therefore we must be equitable. So all of that setup, when we're talking in the hiring context, ends up with me having said a thing that I wanted to share here, which is somebody, somewhere, somehow is going to have to do the work to make that difference. So if we're talking about the fact that like if you think one of the great examples of it, I love often that we use in like helping students understand this, it's basically a game where everybody starts in a line and you say, well, your goal is to get to the other wall, right? And then we start asking questions about your privilege. Have you ever had this? Have you ever had that? And everybody who answers yes to any question has to like take a step forward. And so basically like people with privilege and power where, you know, your parents had this kind of money, or your parents had this kind of education, or your homeschooling had this kind of thing, whatever, and ends up being you take a step forward. And by the end, before the race even starts, you recognize that the, you know, primarily white males end up like a foot away from the wall, and the people of color and the women and the, you know, everything else end up basically against the back wall. And so what we're recognizing here is if we all have a starting point that is different, what we want is not to like carry somebody over the end, the finish line. We want to do the work to get everybody at the same starting point, right? Well, somebody's going to have to do that work. And a lot of programs and a lot of democratic type stuff says, well, the government should be responsible for that. And I think that the government should help. And then a lot of, especially, you know, religious, conservative people say the government shouldn't do it. The church should do it. Or whatever else should do it. Individuals should do it. Okay, cool, great. Church should do it. Individuals should do it. Great, awesome. What I'm just saying is everybody should do it. I want the government to do it. I want individuals to do it. I want religious organizations to do it. But for me as a business owner, hiring is a place in which I don't want to carry somebody over the finish line of working for me, right? Like I don't want to like give someone a job just because they're a woman or a person of color or whatever else. However, there's an opportunity in hiring for me to make things fair and for me to act with equity. And what that ends up looking like is sometimes I need to put more work into bridging those gaps. And I can talk at another time about what that more work looks like in my specific context. I'm way out of time. This is going to be the longest 5-Minute Geek show ever. But that foundational concept is really weird to say out loud. But if we are saying we want to make a difference, we want to see, you know, diversity reflected, we want to see people all have equal opportunities, it's not just as simple as saying, okay, now where are the qualified women and people of color who want to come work for me? You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not saying anybody in particular I know says that, but like, that's kind of maybe my first response when I say, oh, okay, I want to hire diversity. Okay, well, where are they? You know, that's a common refrain kind of thing, right? But the thing is, it's not just as simple as where are they? It is, am I willing to put in the work? Because somebody's got to put in the work to change the starting line so everybody has the same starting line in your hiring process, right? Are you willing to put in that work? Are you willing to make a commitment to putting forth effort and money to changing the starting line of getting a job with you or getting a job in your industry or whatever else? So I'd love to talk more about this. Maybe I'll do another Geek Show about this later, but I hope this helps someone think through these things. I'd love for you to contact me if you have any questions. I'm at Stauffer Matt on Twitter. You can also hit me up at 5-Minute Geek Show on Twitter, #5, or we're at 5MinuteGeekShow.com, FIVE. And that's it, man. If you like this, share it with your friends. If you have some inputs or feedback, let me know. I'd love to hear it. So thanks for listening. Until next time, 5-Minute Geek Show, Matt Stauffer.
5-Minute Geek Show?
Yeah, when you're singing it, can you do that?
Say 5-Minute Geek Show?
Yeah, but sing it with that song.
Oh, 5-Minute Geek Show.
Perfect. My man.